This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
It is 6:51. Vic Aladev, good morning to you. How are you and how is Australia?
Good morning, Howard. Australia is a wonderful country to live in, I have to readily admit. And I'm very well, thank you. Good to chat.
And it's very, very far from Ukraine, which is also not a bad thing. Although one of Ukraine's leading rabbis is a former Sydney Sider.
In fact, the couple is. So they are in Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine after the capital. It's only about 30 to 40 kilometers from the Russian border. And the leaders of the community there are Rabbi Moshe and Miriam Moskowitz, who come from Sydney. In fact, Miriam, her family name was Amzalek, her parents here in Sydney. Miriam herself went to Moriah College, our largest Jewish school. And with the collapse of the Soviet Union way back when, in 1990, Rabbi Moskowitz and Miriam were sent to Kharkiv as emissaries of the Lubavitch movement. And they, in that capacity, they are the leaders of the community in Kharkiv. There are around 30,000 Jews in Kharkiv, and in the whole of Ukraine, around 200,000 approximately. And so obviously the family here and the Russian-speaking community here are watching, well, everyone obviously is watching very closely, but with a direct personal connection. And in fact, in the Sydney Morning Herald, which is one of our major mainstream newspapers, there was a full-page interview with Miriam Moskowitz's parents, the Amzaleks, who live here in Sydney, obviously very concerned for their daughter. Rabbi Moskowitz and Miriam have 9 children. In fact, Miriam was due to visit her parents just last week. The interview said, you know, and she used the analogy with a captain on a ship, said, we cannot leave the ship right now. We have to stay here. We have to be here. And so that's where they are. There are approximately 10,000 Russian-speaking members of the Jewish community here in Sydney. And the Russian and Ukrainian members of the Jewish community pray together in what is called the Russian synagogue. So a very strong direct connection between Ukraine and what's happening there and the community here in Sydney.
It is so interesting that how many people have followed the President Zelensky and saying, well, I'm not going, I don't want to ride because I've got a job to do here. And it's an amazing thing to see leaders of community saying exactly the same thing, saying we can't abandon our flock, we can't abandon people that are reliant on us, we have to stay here, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Exactly right. And in fact, Miriam Moskowitz, who I've just been talking about, she said in an interview that she just held a Zoom meeting with over 200 Jewish women from right around Ukraine. She had another Zoom meeting with rabbis' wives from right around the country. So as you say, just giving moral support as best they can.
Right.
And in fact, turning their shul in Kharkiv into a refugee or into a refuge for people to come and take shelter, even though it's not per se a bomb shelter.
In fact, last week on the afternoon show, I believe that they spoke with Ella Moskowitz, who's a husband of the chief rabbi of Kiev. I wonder if it's family or if it's just a coincidence in terms of a name.
Interesting. I have no idea.
Yeah, but either way, what is the general reaction of in Australia towards the Russia and Ukraine conflict? Is there tremendous support? Is Australia looking at sanctions as well? Where is Australia in all of this?
In absolute lockstep with the rest of the world, with most of the rest of the world, I should qualify. And in fact, so the Australian government has announced a number of times that it is, I think it was announced just today, that it's going to spend $100 million on sending aid to Ukraine, and whatever form that aid will take, whether that's military aid or humanitarian aid. And it says that it is also party to sanctions which are being applied to Russia. So very much lockstep in with what most of the rest of the world is doing, no question.
Australia has now formally listed Hamas as a terrorist organization. Tell us what led to this.
So, as we've reported before, just a couple of months ago, Australia announced that it would list all of Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. And now, just a few days ago, the Prime Minister has announced that, following dialogue with Naftali Bennett and others, Australia has now, his quote, joined the US, United Kingdom, European Union, and others in recognizing the entirety of Hamas as a terrorist organization. The Australian Foreign Ministry is leading an international effort to target terrorist organizations, and Australia's declaration an important step. And very quickly, there has been very gratified response coming from Naftali Bennett himself, plus others, his defense minister, Benny Gantz, etc. And up until now, only the so-called military wing of Hamas was regarded as a terrorist organization, and now the whole of Hamas. So coming soon after recognizing Hezbollah in the same way. And what led to this? One can only assume that a lot of ongoing close dialogue between the two countries, and certainly between the Prime Minister here and Naftali Bennett himself.
Yeah, at least Australia showing some moral courage, unlike many other countries. And finally, a Jewish athlete sets Australian record for a 20-kilometer race walking.
We've spoken about her before. Her name is Jemima Montag, and it's for the third year in a row she has actually become the Australian national champion for 20-kilometer race walking. She represented Australia at the Olympics last year, where she actually came sixth in her event. And now, just a couple of days ago, just 2 days before she turned all of 24, she set a new national record. For those who care about these details, she walked the 20 kilometers in 87 minutes. Now, many people can't run 20 kilometers in 87 minutes.
Wow.
She walked in 87 minutes and was very excited to do so. So, national champion and national women's record, and for the third time. So great achievement by Jemima Montag.
Absolutely incredible. Before I let you go, any update on the Malkalifa case?
Nothing at this stage. Just awaiting her hearing, which is meant to be within the next few months, but no more specific details than that.
All right, Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, we'll catch up with you next week. Vic is our Australia correspondent.